you feel about feedback. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. As a writer, part of my job is getting feedback on my work. And sometimes getting feedback is easy, especially when it's something we want to hear, right? But it isn't always something we want to hear, is it? And sometimes that's really challenging. If you've ever been hurt by others through feedback, I would encourage you to stick around for today's Devo, Just As You Are by Naomi Zylstra. Sometimes I find it difficult to take feedback from others. I put a lot of effort into what I do, so it can be hard to hear notes and criticism about the work I'm doing, whether it's about my job, writing, singing, or just my personal life. And it's even worse when the feedback comes with a rejection, like when I haven't done XYZ, so I'm not qualified for whatever I'm pursuing. Back when I was looking for a job, I would hear phrases like, "Sorry, you don't have the right experience," or "We're looking for someone with a different degree," or "You should have become more specialized in this area." Those rejections combined with negative feedback really stung. But despite knowing I will face rejection in life, I can take comfort in the fact that Jesus' way is totally the opposite. Jesus loves us first. He doesn't require us to do XYZ before he accepts us. His love for us goes all the way to death on the cross and resurrection 3 days later. When Jesus was passing through the city of Jericho and he encountered a wealthy tax collector named Zacchaeus who cheated people out of their money, Jesus didn't say to him, "Get your life together, change your career, and build a better reputation, and then maybe I'll come over to your house for dinner." Absolutely not! Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "I must stay at your house today," as we read in Luke 19:5. Jesus loves us as we are. When we put our trust in him, he sets us apart as holy. As we follow him, he works in us to make us more like him. But different people have all sorts of starting points on their journeys. And at the beginning of all these journeys is the love, mercy, and grace of Jesus given freely. Jesus loves you as you are, each and every day. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you faced rejection or harsh feedback? How did you deal with it? Sometimes feedback is helpful, sometimes it's hurtful, and sometimes it's a bit of both. Jesus wants to help us heal and grow through these experiences, and often he helps us through other Christians. Who is someone in your life who could help you sort through difficult feedback? How can knowing Jesus loves us and accepts us first before we even love him back affect the way we love him now? How about how we love and accept others? Here's a hint. Check out Romans 15:7. What did Zacchaeus do after Jesus came to his house? How did Jesus' love affect Zacchaeus? As you and I can read in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Luke 19:1 through 10, and Romans 15, verse 7, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked Instagram account? Well, we do, and I encourage you to head over to Instagram and check it out. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about deep roots with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.